I caught up with Glenn Libby, chairman of the Midcoast Fishermen's Association, on Saturday, October 13th, at the Rock the Dock event, a fundraiser to pay for a fisherman's memorial. I asked Glenn about an upcoming case that his organization and the Northwest Atlantic Marine Alliance and Earth Justice had filed with the New England Fishery Management Council.
There's a complaint that Midcoast Fishermen's Alliance and Earth Justice and others have filed about herring trawlers.
The whole thrust of it is to just keep them out of the closed areas. Closed areas are supposed to be places where they were picked for specific reasons, because they're spawning grounds and that's where the juveniles are and things like that.
Yeah.
And we just feel that there's too much activity in those areas and it could be disrupting the juvenile
grounds. Now, it seems like a certain amount of it is the destruction of young ground fish that are swimming in amongst the herring.
That's it. We've seen it. Back in 2004, over to the lobster co-op here, we picked thousands of pounds of juvenile haddock out of one truckload of bait.
Just one truckload?
Yeah, just out of one truckload. Now, I don't know how many was aboard that boat that time. Certainly a lot more than that.
And the council good at doing that kind of thing, responding to fishermen with ideas?
Yeah, they are. The only trouble with the council is they're kind of underfunded. We've seen that in Amendment 16 where we tried to change, like with area management or point system or all the ideas that came to the table with Amendment 16, and they just don't have the resources to analyze things in a timely fashion, so it takes forever.
And they're often sort of way behind the curve as far as what the actual conditions are.
No, I don't think so, because I've been to meetings and listened to the science side of it, and they're pretty close. They're pretty close to what we're seeing. I was pleasantly surprised to see that a lot of the things that they were talking about, I agreed with.
What about the area management proposals to actually designate geographic locations to geographic land locations?
Well, it's a tough one to put in, but I like the concept. The concept is that you protect those fish throughout the life cycle, and that means what it attempts to do is restore the inshore spawning grounds. For all intents and purposes, right now it did. I've been around long enough to see when the fish used to come ashore, and there was a lot of them, and that's not happening anymore, and that's what area management tried to address. Oh, you either try to control it through closures or technology. Technology is a big one.
Sounds like area management, it kind of went over like a lead balloon, though, at that council meeting. Or did it get serious consideration?
It got as much as all the other proposals. Yeah. The timeline of trying to get something like that new in, I mean, it's still on the table in Amendment 17.
Do you think it'll go to one of the committees then, the Habitat Committee?
Well, I think that's really a separate issue, you know. There's components of the plan that could be brought up there, you know, that would probably satisfy some of the things that they're trying to do.